You're listening to Rewired and Inspired with Lily Beyond, episode 54.
Welcome to the Mental Fitness School podcast, where we talk all things rewiring your brain to become the inspiring person you're meant to be, inside out. And now to your host and favorite coach, Lily Beyond.
How can you shift your identity? And why is that something that you should desire in the first place? I am talking about identity as a collection of all your experiences and thoughts and beliefs that make up your physical reality. This is your identity. As we grow up, we can shift this identity. So all the years growing up, getting older, getting wiser, we get stamps on us, get really stamped with kind of an identity, a mix of things that people put on us, our parents, our grandparents, our siblings, our teachers, our colleagues, how do you call it, classmates. I got a lot of these stupid stamps from my classmates. Crazy shit. But these are all things that we collect over the years. And once we grow up, we get to pick what of these we actually want to integrate into our true core and are actually a reflection of our true essence. This is the beauty of an adult mind. Not adult meaning narrow-minded and uncreative, but an evolved mind. Maybe evolved is a better word. How can you actually shift identity sustainably and healthy towards your true essence? What I experienced about shifting identity is really in the past years where I was still in my managing director job in the seven-figure business doing crazy shit things all over the world. And there I realized I had this certain identity. I was the graphic designer. I was the event manager. I was kind of funny, but always this crazy shit work bee and fixing things last minute and someone people obviously could trust, but always kind of super money conscious and never investing in things that I could do myself and all these kind of things. And I had this tipping point. It really hit me. It was in 2016, yeah, where this, let's call it old identity or pre-manufactured, prefab identity, myself, my true essence was kind of outgrowing this prefab identity. I think this is the right way to say it. So I had this point where I said, okay, this is not feeling right. So you feel accomplished on paper, but somehow are crumbling inside. I would like to know if you can relate to this. So if you can relate, please screenshot this episode, post it, tag me, or write me a DM, write me an email, write me on Facebook. I'd love to hear if this is something that you can relate to. You feel accomplished outside or accomplished on paper, but due to whatever reasons are crumbling inside. You feel like you are not being thankful for the blessings that you have in your life. You feel ungrateful or are afraid to appear ungrateful and say, okay, I have everything I need, but why do I don't feel complete? Why do I keep wanting more? This is unhealthy. Where should this ever end? Yeah, this is a thought that really kept me bugging quite a while. So shift your identity. What do I mean with this? This is about reassessing all these kind of stamps and plaques and things you picked up growing up that make up your current physical reality. So your physical reality is a collection of all your thoughts and actions that you ever did in your life. And imagine yourself on a boat on a lake. They have this fast boat and you are ready to go across the lake and you start the motor and you see the path behind you when you are on the boat. And if you look back, you know exactly where you came from. But if you look ahead, there's no prediction of where this could end. Obviously, if you have a kind of left curve ahead, you can predict, okay, you're gonna end up somewhere left. But actually, you have the whole spectrum open and you can do adjustments to shift into a different direction. And this is what it's about. I want you to accept this or allow this thought of consciously and intentionally picking and choosing the things that you learned growing up and assess what are things that feed you and encourage you and build you up, and what are actually things that limit you, that fear you, that want to keep you play small. This is about shifting identity or uncarving your true identity. Like Michelangelo does with his sculptures, he always said, there is this block of marble and I chop away the things that don't belong there to get the true shape out. And maybe there is a shape on there, on this marble, where you just don't feel it's quite right yet. You picked it up or somewhere else, like okay, that's a nice shape, I'm gonna add this. But there is something inside you that's like, girl, no, you're losing it, you're losing it. There is something more in here. I'm here, I'm here. So the voice getting louder. Chop away the things that don't actually belong to you and don't serve you. So three things you can do with it. You have to take the right actions. So if you set out to do things and be a certain way and really tune into yourself and identify the things that feed towards this new identity, you've got to take the action. So not just writing it out, affirming it to yourself, but really taking the action. If you're in your bubble and you're in your journal or in your meditation, no action will never prove if it's actually something that's true to yourself. Step number two, stick with it. Just a one-time action would not do it. It is about consistency. Your subconscious mind is trained by consistency. Nothing that you ever do once will make any change. The same goes vice versa. If you say you're on a healthy diet, super healthy, doing your greens, doing your salads, tea, going to sleep early, and you have like this one day that you kind of screwed up and you had this cheat meal situation and you just binged or drank or stayed up all night with your friends having a wonderful time, but next day you feel guilty. Same way goes for this. Just one slip will never change your outcome. Same thing for the positive. So just having this one day or this weekend where it's like, okay, perfect, this is my prototype weekend, this is how I want to live every day, that's nice and it's a beautiful anchor, but you have to do it daily and find your MVP rituals and things you can actually do every day. Pick a couple of things that you really want to stick to for the next 30 days, whatever. What are things, the smallest thing you could ever think of that you could do daily and see the magic happen? And the third truth or a third step is that this identity can be chosen. Anything that you grow up with is optional. That's kind of a suggestion where people say, okay, this is what worked for me. Try this out, maybe this works for you too. And you say, okay, I try it. And you stick it on your shoulder and say, okay, yes, I want to try this kind of living and this kind of mindset and this belief and see if it fits and if it serves me. It can be from a totally different generation, so maybe it's outdated. Now is the time for you to reevaluate and reassess what are actually the things that are not serving you anymore, that keep you stuck to the chair and dragging around and limiting your performance and your agility and lightness. I want you to feel light and agile in any situation. It's not about never being negative again. Not at all. It's about how to deal with the situations because they will never end. They will always be there. Challenges will always be there and always serve you to be more in the moment, to learn something else and improve every single freaking day. And also if you start this process, also to give you some reality check here, there's always this kind of exercise where you assess your limiting beliefs. And I remember the first time I did this, I came to think, okay, now I got it. I mapped them all out and now I'm ready to start all fresh and clean and never look back. I felt so refreshed and that's beautiful. But 2 years into my personal development journey, I came to realize it's never done. And that's also the beauty of it. For a healthy integration in your daily lives and get your actionable tools and not overwhelm you along the process, it is okay and it is enough to just pick what's right in your face on the surface right now. It might be 10 things, it might be 20, it might be one that's really holding you back. Focus on what's right at your fingertips. You can scratch a bit and of course dig a bit deeper, but it doesn't mean you have to uncover all the things to finally move on and do what you need to do to feel light and agile and capable and empowered and charged every single day. So don't stress yourself. It is a process and it's a beautiful process. And trust in yourself. There is something inside you that is ready to help you succeed and thrive and feel fulfilled every single day. It is okay to feel fulfilled every day. And there is not this mean little creature inside you waiting that you dig deep enough to finally uncover it and this monster comes in your face. It's not a video game where you have this kind of end enemies. I'm thinking about Super Mario now. I have this big monster in the end. Like, okay, in the beginning it's all nice and the deeper you dig and the further you go, the bigger monster appears in your mind. this is not reality. It's not how it's working. It's not how the subconscious works. This is another tool of the devil, how you want to call it, the opposite energy that likes to keep you thinking small because they want you to be afraid of growing and evolving and figuring out what is life all about and having this kind of core clarity. The deeper you dig, the more beauty comes out and the more empowerment and the more alignment comes out. Here's the real thing that's holding you back from attracting the freedom, balance, and rewards that you deep down desire. It's not about your ability to create value. It's not about your educational background. It's not about your history. And it's not your current busy schedule. It's none of those reasons you think are holding you back. It is your identity, your core identity. Unless you can comfortably say, I am a wildly wealthy and fulfilled human, you will never become that wildly wealthy and fulfilled human. Not because you don't deserve it, not because you're not worthy of it, not because you're not capable of it, but because you don't see this desired energy as you. And here's the thing, everything in the universe is made out of energy. It's like the old saying, sharing doubles joy. The one who becomes unapologetic about her big silly desires empowers others. She gives permission to others to dream big too. She loves herself no matter what, and doing just that, she allows others to rise with her. And when one rises, all the others see that it's possible for them too. By you transferring energy to me by listening to this message, and by me transferring energy to you through this message, we create more of this positive vibes. We expand with the love that we share. What we never claim will never be ours. So in order to create more balance, more wealth, more joy in your life, you must become more balance, more wealth, and more joy. You must shift your identity with an empowering I am statement when it comes to your career, your money, your mission, and your future. So what would you say? What typically comes after I am for you? Is it empowering or disempowering? Are you comfortable claiming, I am here for a reason? I am lovable. I am a wildly wealthy, successful, and fulfilled human. Are you confident stating, I am a fulfillionaire for just being my true, authentic self? Even if this may not be the case for you yet, it's important to claim it right now. Speak it into existence. What you nourish will flourish. Feel as if it's already true. Claim it as if it's already true. The only way to create more clarity, wealth, balance, and fulfillment in your life is to claim it now. Do not wait. Forcing it through a rough patch right now will not get you there faster. Believe me, how often have I tried? And once you reach that state, eventually, something just feels off and you feel like you do not deserve it. You'd be waiting a lifetime because something will always mess up with this vain illusion. So let that sink in for a moment. Your path is your goal. How you feel every day about every decision, every failure, or every achievement is the sum of your life. It's not the finished project. It's not the desired certification. It's not the upcoming weekend or next vacation. Every little tiny thought, every moment in between is what counts. So what comes after the words I am shows up in your reality? I am so busy. I am so dried out. I'm always behind. I'm missing this one thing to finally be it. Is this really what you have more of in your life? I don't think so too. So ask yourself right now. Go ahead and write yourself a note. What are you choosing to claim as part of your identity? The choice really is yours.
It can be that the challenges grow as well, but you grow as well and you can handle more and handle more things with ease the more you grow. So don't be afraid to grow. You have to take the new actions that feed this new identity and you've got to stick to it. Commit to certain things for a month and really see what changed. You can always go back to the first patterns and your former beliefs, but just try it out. Challenge yourself. Just dedicate 30 days for a different kind of thinking, a different kind of process. Shifting your identity is a beautiful thing that you're meant to do. You've got everything you need inside you. And if you need some help or are curious now how to start and really kick this off, I'm here for you. Please DM me, write me on Facebook, write me on Instagram, screen to this episode, tag me with @LilyBeyond. I'd love to know if you love this and I'm happy to talk with you. And as I said in the last episode, I also have a program that I'm working on right now. It's this mental hygiene that you can practice every single day to shake off and digest and extract all the things that you learned during the day or experienced during the day to start each day totally fresh and refreshed. And yeah, this is what's happening right now. I keep you posted. If you like this episode and really, really loved it, I'd love to see your 5-star review on iTunes so you can rate the 5 stars. And if you also write me a beautiful review, I'd love to hear it. And this also ensures to get the stuff in front of more people and encourage me as well to keep the good stuff coming.
Ready to deprogram your self-sabotaging patterns? The Mental Fitness Starter Training is open right now for enrollment. Once you are rewired and inspired, the real fun begins. Go to mentalfitnessschool.com to join class today. Thanks for listening and see you in class.